There she can't talk. Hi guys, how are we doing?
Hi.
There we
Good
go.
Morning.
That's better. See? There you go.
All year long, kick coverage has been really solid when they've had a chance. Obviously, a lot of touchbacks because of right. Blair. But what stood out to you about the work of that unit?
I think the work of the all the core guys this year has been outstanding. We've built a roster. Our personnel people, our head coach, have built a roster filled with young guys, high character, hardworking. They know their role. Where special teams in some teams is kind of an insult. We're here. We've got guys itching to play special teams. And I think it's the mentality and it's the culture that we've established here that's really made a difference. And we've had, some guys step up some weeks and other guys step up another week. And it's been fun to watch and they've been fun to coach.
Results of
where well, absolutely. Other than the one game, San Francisco got us on two returns, and I think what was that week three? I think that was week three, and they've done a good job first 2 weeks, and then ever since then they've done a quality job, and we just got to hope it keeps going.
How much credit do they deserve for the start you had too? Because that early coverage, you got a short field to
right.
take it around.
I exactly
mean, that seemed to set a tone.
Yeah, and we talk about complementary football all the time, and our kickoff team helped our defense. Our defense. Helped our punt return team. We got a decent punt return to the 45, and now our offense got the ball going in. So that was huge. I mean, that was 8 minutes ago in the first quarter. We're up 7-0, and that was a big deal for us to start fast, especially on the road.
When did you sense the buy-in and having, like you said, the guys not being exalted to be on special teams but really itching to?
We had a few guys last year, and then I think even the guys that were here last year, this year, have said, you know what, this is kind of fun. We've got a kicker who's going to give us a chance on kick coverage. We've got a punter who gives us a chance on punt coverage. We've got returners that make plays and can make people miss even if I don't get a perfect block. So probably at the end of spring going into training camp, I was pretty excited about the direction we were going.
Are you getting more tempted to have Blair, based on the number of kick returns you've stopped inside the 20, are you getting more tempted to have him try to go high hang time to the goal line?
I'm always tempted to do that, but that's kind of my ego kicking in. I think what's best for the team a lot of times is a touchback, depending on who's out there. We had a couple injuries last week, so we had some subs who went in there and did a great job. I mean, Jerome Felton did a great job. Matt Asiata had a tackle on the one inside the 20. So it depends on the time of the game and what the score is. And touchbacks are okay, but I mean, I love the way our guys are covering for that reason. For the questions you're asking me, obviously, are right on point because the guys are covering well, and let's keep it going.
One of the things you talked about in August was keeping Blair's leg fresh all the way through December and into January, and obviously we're going to keep an eye on that. What has been the key to doing that? Obviously, you still got something in there.
Well, he's been the key, to be quite honest, because I talk to him about it all the time, and I talk to Chris about his leg, and Cullen. Cullen's the workhorse. He's got to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but I think it's the young man knowing his body, knowing what his limitations are, and structuring practice around what he can and can't do.
On when it's feeling a little bit
yeah, and
slow.
It really started back in the spring because you'll get a lot of young kickers and punters will say, you know what, I want to do whatever the coach asked me to do. I'm going to keep kicking and punting, keep kicking and punting. Well, I've been fortunate enough and blessed to be with like Jeff Fiegels. I learned so much by working with him, and he said, hey, you know what, this time of year, and he was older kicker, older punter then, but he said even younger punters, younger kickers, they need a break. They need to rest their leg. They need some time off. And so taking the lessons I learned from a guy like Jeff and then applying them with the kickers, punters, and snappers that I've worked with in the past has really helped.
After A.J. coughs up that ball a couple of weeks ago, does that make him more leaning toward Marcus Sherrills just in general for the safety factor of it?
Yeah, Marcus is, he's our security guy. But you know what? He's had some good kickoff returns this year. We didn't get many opportunities the past 2 weeks. And the one we had the other day, it was a good idea to bring it out. And I think we're one block away from maybe getting to the 25. We're not going to score. They covered it really well. But, yeah, I like Marcus because he's quick and he's tough and the ball security aspect of it.
Anything stand out to you about Martin in their return game?
Keyshawn Martin, he's getting better every week. I really liked him coming out last year from Michigan State, and I've got a buddy of mine on the Michigan State staff who said a lot of good things about him. And once he figures it out, he's going to be really good. I just hope it's not this weekend because he's scary.
You glad they didn't hold on to Holiday?
Yeah, you know what? The thing about Trinan is he's had some ball security issues. Obviously, he's a big play guy that can make a lot of plays, but and I think that's one of the reasons why they let him go. A team like Houston doesn't need a guy that's going to turn the ball over. Anybody doesn't need a guy that's going to turn the ball over. But, Keyshawn's doing a great job, and that's who we play this week, and our guys have a lot of respect for him.
Either with punting or kicking, what's the scouting report of that building? Retractable? Is there anything quirky to it at all, or is it pretty standard?
No, the only thing that's ever been a factor is when it's open, it's the sun can be a factor. If it is a sunny afternoon, kicking towards the tunnel that we come out in, come out of in that corner, in our left corner, if they're kicking it to us. This coach has been around a long time. He's smart, and he'll bloop it over there, and the guy's looking up into the sun. So we'll be ready for that part of it. But other than that, I think it's just a great place to play. I love that stadium. That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.